This episode is brought to you by Audible. Please visit audiblepodcast.com/pod101 for your free audiobook download.
Japanese Pod 101 です。おいしそう。
おはよう東京。こんばんはニューヨーク。こんにちはロンドン。
Naomi-sensei, again, this lesson was sponsored by Audible. Now, you can get a free audiobook at audiblepodcast.com/pod101. Now, the best part about this is every time we do a campaign, we get a free book.
Mm.
And this time, I have a couple nice choices. I'm thinking of 7 Habits of Highly Effective People.
Mm.
Sounds like a pretty good book, right?
Mm.
You know what the best part is, though? This book is 12 hours long.
長いな。
So, my free book will last a long, long time. Because when you sign up for Audible through audiblepodcast.com/pod101, you get a free audiobook. And some of them are much shorter than others. So, I'm now looking around for the longest one, and I think this one's pretty long. いいでしょ?
Mm.
So, what book... Well, you have some homework too, because you have to choose the book. So, tomorrow, why don't we listen to what book you chose?
Okay.
Sounds good?
Yeah.
Okay, and that URL again is audiblepodcast.com/pod101.
Sakura です。
Peter here.
四字熟語。
Lesson 3. Sakura-san, 今日はめっちゃめちゃ元気です。
聞いてないのにありがとうございます。元気ですか?
めっちゃめちゃ元気です。I am in such a great mood.
ああ、何かいいことがあった。Did you have something good?
一目瞭然じゃないですか? It's not obvious?
ああ、そうですね。一目瞭然ですね。
でしょ?
はい、うん。元気なのが一目瞭然です。
Yep, it's obvious why I'm so 元気 today. It's because we have one of my favorite 四字熟語 coming up next.
ああ、なるほど。
I kind of think it suits our relationship.
はぁ?意気投合している?あ、sorry, I said it.
You gave it away.
あ、sorry. ごめんなさい。
But so もない? You don't think so? We are like a 意気投合。
意気投合している?
Yeah.
どうかな?
Well, let's first give everybody, okay. Let's bring everyone at speed. Now, our first
四字熟語
is
意気投合。
Which means to get along so well or to hit it off. So let's hear it one more time. Then we'll go through the characters. Then we'll go through the compounds and then we'll cover everything.
Yes.
Okay. One more time.
意気投合.
The first character is?
意
Idea. Second?
気
Mind or spirit. Third?
投
Throw.
合
Fit.
意気投合.
Let's take a look at the first two, the compound.
Iki.
Mind and idea. Then we have?
統合.
Two things that completely match with each other. So both mind and idea completely fit together with each other.
Yes.
Sakura and Peter.
Not quite sure.
Let's now cover the grammatical usage.
Okay.
How do we use this?
You add する after 意気投合. 意気投合する.
So that would be to get along extremely well or to fit perfect together. Okay. What about context? What kind of context would we use this in?
You meet somebody maybe for the first time. You don't know that person well. But when after you met, you find out that you get along well with that person. And after that, maybe you talk to someone about it. 彼ととても意気投合した。
We hit it off.
Yes.
We got along great.
Hmm.
意気投合. You know, I'll be very honest, like, I've never even heard this expression, but
oh.
I wanted to use it many times thinking back now, because I usually, like, there are certain people, like, I met this guy the other day, and 意気投合した.
そうそうそう. Perfect usage, ね.
I just copied you, but thank you. ありがとうございます.
そうそうそういう時、そういう時. So you don't use it when you know that person well already.
Yeah. Wow. And this seems like a very high frequency phrase.
Yes.
Well, depending, like, how friendly you are.
そうですね。That's true. 彼女のお父さんと野球の話で意気投合したよ。
So, I hit it off with her father talking about baseball. Can we have that sentence one more time?
彼女のお父さんと野球の話で意気投合したよ。
So, let's have the first part one more time. That is?
彼女のお父さん。
So, she, followed by no, possessive, her, father,
と、
particle. This particle here is with, followed by?
野球の話。
Baseball, talking about, baseball, talking, and here it's marked with で。
で。
So, the tool by which they hit it off. その話で、followed by?
意気投合したよ。
Hit it off. So, I hit it off with her father talking about baseball. 野球が大事です。
そう、そうですね。
Baseball is important.
そう、ベースボール。Higher chance of 意気投合。そうそう、if you like baseball. そう、ジェネレーションがね、広いからね。Like old people like baseball and like also young kids too.
It's funny you say that. I went to, kind of off track here, but I went to a party and yeah, I was able to talk to a person who is older just talking about baseball.
Yes. So, so, so.
And if we say baseball, the Marines, Chivalote Marines.
Of course.
Visit the website at marines.co.jp.
Promotion.
Okay. Next we have another Yoji Jukugo, but this one is not so zeikoucho like...Feeling great.、
うん、
One more time, Sakura-san.
意気消沈
わ
かんない。
Okay, this one is?
意気消沈
Be depressed, downhearted. Let's go through the first few characters.
意
Idea.
気
Mind.
消
Extinguish.
沈
Sink.
Sink. Yes.
Wow. One more time all together.
意気消沈
Wow, to be depressed, to be downhearted. Now, the first compound, and when I say compound, I'm referring to the first two characters, the first two Chinese characters inside this four character idiomatic phrase. The first two, actually, the first two kanji character compound is the same as the previous one.
Yes.
Idea and mind. Okay, but the second part's completely different, I'd say.
消沈
Which means something disappears and sinks. Okay, we'll get through this one quickly. Let's go over the grammatical usage, like how you would use this idiomatic phrase, this Yoji Jukugo. So, Sakura-san, what would we do here?
You add する.
Same as the previous one.
Yes. 意気消沈する.
Okay, and then it becomes a verb. Now, what about the usage? As it's a kind of heavy phrase, when would we use this one?
意気消沈 is used when someone had motivation or energy to do something, but something happened and they were discouraged or depressed. So something failed and they're discouraged or depressed. And you don't feel like doing anything anymore.
Sakura-san, are you...
意気消沈した。
You look so sad. I feel so bad talking
oh,
about
really?
This.
Oh, really? 全然...
So. 泣きそう
Oh, no, I was just imagining.
I feel so bad、
oh,
bringing、
really?
This word into the studio now.
No.
I'm sorry.
なんで?
Okay, so Sakura-san, can we have an example sentence?
彼は大学の入学試験に落ちてすっかり意気消沈している
He failed the university entrance examination and he is so depressed.
So it's a situation where you want to, なんだろう、励ます。励ましてあげたい。
Like support them or help
yes,
them.
Yes, so.
And I guess like much like any other word, you know, we mentioned that it could be pretty severe, but much like any other phrase or word, it kind of depends on the context in which it's used.
Mm-hmm. Yes, the seriousness level one.
Yeah. So it could be very serious or not so serious. Mm. Well, relative. I think it's how the person perceives it.
そうですね。
For a lot of people, sports are so important. So...They would use 意気消沈 about losing or something. Where
yes.
Sakura-san, that would be kind of indifferent for you. So it depends on the person's perception.
そうですね。
Well, it depends on the context of the sentence.
そう。そうですね。
Okay, now inside the PDF, we have several more examples. Nice clear write-up. And we have a couple of other kind of related terms that we didn't get to inside of this lesson. So definitely stop by and pick up the PDF. It's very, very useful for this lesson. And Sakura-san, I feel so bad that... Why don't we do this? What is the opposite of ikishouchin?
Ikiyoyo.
Ikiyoyo. Ikiyoyo.
So.
I like the sound of that too.
Yo-yo.
Yo-yo. Just hearing it makes you happy.
Yes.
And again, we could use suru here.
It's more like ikiyoyo to nantoka suru.
So kind of like an adverb.
So.
So exaltedly.
Yes. So you're in high spirits and you're proud and you're going to do something like exciting.
Okay.
Ikiyoyo to Japanese Pod 101 のスタジオに来ました。
So I came to the JapanesePod101.com studios in high spirits.
Yes. Or I couldn't wait.
Ikiyoyo.
So.
All right. So Sakura-san, thank you. You know, like whenever I find out you're going to be in the studio, it's always Ikiyoyo to studio ni kimasu.
Hi.
When I find out you're going to be here, it's high spirits.
そうですね。
Ah, kind of like you with Chigusa-san.
Ah, yes.
Okay, thank you again for listening to this episode. Now you can stop by, leave us a comment. Again, this is a new episode, and I think we're getting the format down. Picking very good, Yoji Jukugo. Four Chinese character idiomatic phrases. So I think things are starting to come together. So
yes.
We're on the right track. So again, feedback is always welcome. Stop by and definitely pick up the PDF. Two really good phrases that I... 使ってみたいですね。
はい。
意気投合。
意気投合。
Okay, that is going to do it for today.
はい、またね。